Mid-air collision leads to 70-year-old skydiver's death during group jump. By Sean Moran on May 26, 2026. A 70-year-old skydiver died after a reported mid-air collision between two jumpers on Sunday in Northeast Washington, according to authorities. The Adam County Sheriff's Office, ACS, of Washington State reported that the incident occurred near Colville. Randy Hubbs, 70, was one of 11 people participating in a jump at Skydive West Plains of Ritzville around 5:30 p.m. on Monday, the Daily Mail reported. Officials said the impact happened during a scheduled group jump and added that several watched the collision happen as the victim became unresponsive. Authorities are investigating a fatal skydiving incident that occurred at West Plains Skydiving involving two jumpers during a scheduled group jump, AXO said. The office said, on scene, deputies learned of a mid-air collision resulting in one of the skydivers becoming deceased and the second sustaining injuries requiring additional treatment at a medical facility. Fox News reported. The victim was identified as Randy Hubbs, of the Kennewick area in southeastern Washington. The second skydiver was identified as Nicole Klein, of the Colville area. According to authorities, staff members observed and tracked Hubbs from about 500 feet above ground level after the collision. Following the collision, Randy Hubbs reportedly became incapacitated and was no longer in control of his parachute canopy, the authorities said. Hubbs appeared to be unresponsive, with witnesses telling police how his head and arms appeared to go limp after he collided with Klein, the Daily Mail explained. An autopsy will be carried out to determine his exact cause of death. The Adams County Dispatch received reports of a medical emergency in the 2000 block of East Chesler Road involving two injured skydivers. Law enforcement responded to the call and investigated to the incident. We offer our deepest condolences to those impacted by this incident, AXO said.